Hey, what's up, everybody, man? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the Ed Dog, man. Today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021. On 2:30, it's 2:30. We're doing it early, and I know I use the word we because I have no other than D. Lenar is in the building. D. Lenar, the Haps. And welcome back.
Nothing much. Thanks. Glad.
Has happened in this past week, last Sunday, Super Bowl. We're going to get to that later on. But first, I'm going to get to the association, otherwise known as the NBA. Man, last night, man, Washington got caught up in the rapture. As Toronto blew out the Wizards 137 and 115, man, the Raptors hit 19 3-pointers last night, D. 19. And this is gonna be a trend.
Wow.
Yeah, this is gonna be a trend for the remainder of this segment. Yeah. Moving right along. Man, the Mavs rally in the fourth to win by one. 118 to 117 over the ATL, otherwise known as the Hawks. Man, Luka Doncic messed around and got a triple double. Man, he had 28 points, 10 assists, and 10 boards. 119 to 112 over the Wolves. Man, Karl-Anthony Towns returned back to action after missing 13 games after he was tested positive for 19. He was in double D's. He had 18 points and 10 boards in the losing effort. And Kawhi Leonard poured in 36. Now, D, I'm gonna tell you why this is very significant. As you recall, this summer Carl had his mother to pass. His mother passed away over the summer due to COVID. So yeah, kind of hit home
Yeah, didn't he
again.
come down with it?
So what now?
Didn't he come down with it?
Yeah, man, big ups in my Biggie Smalls voice. Big ups to Brooklyn as to win 104 to 94. Man, Kyrie Irving had 35 points in the win. New Jersey is Steve Kerr has gone on the record to say that they are going to get better. So, we will see if Brooklyn will get better. All right. Man, the Grizz went on a 3-point shooting spree. D now, the Grizzlies made 23 3-pointers last night as they dominated the Hornets 130 to 114. Jay Lamont was in double D's, man. He had 15 points and 11 dimes. That means he
What is
did.
going on?
I
Is
don't
it because
know.
of COVID and they don't want to get close, so they just been practicing on three pointers?
Hey, you know what? This is what the NBA has. I mean, this is what the NBA has basically gone to right now. And this is the way how it used to be, kind of like back in the day. I remember Larry Bird was a 3-point specialist. Back in the day, and it's good to hear that teams are making 3-pointers. It shows, like you just said, it shows that they are practicing, and because the 3-point shot is a deadly weapon right now, and it spreads out the defense too. So that's what a lot of teams are doing. Zach LaVine score 46 as the Bulls hit 25 3-pointers last night. As it was enough to beat Noya 129 to 116, man. Zion had 29 points in the losing effort. I told you, man, these teams went on a
Okay,
three-point.
so wait. Is
Okay.
it one person cheating out of this, or this is just
This what happened
a
last
total?
night.
I'm not
All this took place last night.
I get that, but it's only one person on the team making these shots.
No. It's everybody. It's you know, multiple people. Two, three. So yeah, this is a team effort. This is not one person. Mile High, otherwise known as the Denver Nuggets, routed the land 133-95. Man, Paul Millsap scored 22 on his birthday on yesterday. Man, big ups to Paul Millsap. And Nikola Jokic was in double D's. He had 12 points and 12 dimes. And my 17-time world champion Los Angeles Lakers, man, needed OT to overcome the Thunder 114-113. My Lakers right now, they're on the 6-game winning streak. Yeah. So, you know, they back in the stride again. Got that stride going on. Man, for those of you that want to catch up to the NBA on tonight, man, the Raptors are playing the Seas, otherwise known as the Celtics. MIA, otherwise known as the Heat, are playing H-Town, otherwise known as the Rockets. The Pacers are playing Motor City. You guys know them better as Detroit. And the Magic and the Warriors get together. And last but not least, man, the 76ers and the Blazers will tangle. Out of that matchup, out of all of these matchups, the most intriguing one to me is the Raptors and the Boston Celtics. So that's always been a, that will always be a.
Let's go Celtics. They have, they've been up and down.
Yeah, they've been up and down this season. They've been, you know, doing a thing. So, before we get to these celebrity birthdays, we're gonna kind of like go in a different order, and everything. So, and things that you need to know right now. D, I know you're going to get kind of like, I really, really, this is why you're here. I really want to hear your dialogue and talking about, what's her name? Tessia Brown, the woman who made headlines for using super glue as a hairspray substitute. Man, it has a happy ending. The doctors got her hair and everything, and you know, she's all together. D, I really want to know. I want to know from you. What do you think about this woman who used, and it's not a laughing matter, but I guess some people would think it is a laughing matter. What do you think about this woman using super glue on her hair to try to get it so it won't move?
I really don't think she knew what she was doing or what she was using. I think she thought she had gorilla snot, which is it almost has similar packaging and like images on it, but one is in the beauty section and the other is in the hardware section. So I don't even know how she ended up with it. I think she, as well as the rest of the world, learned a valuable lesson.
And what was that lesson?
You are pay attention to what they're doing and trying to do things on your own is not always best. You know, for what she was doing, maybe $25, $30 hair appointment with five professionals. maybe $20-$25 and she had let a homegirl do it? Like,
let a homegirl up the street do it?
I mean, I just think, I think she has learned to not try to take shortcuts. Like, if you are not a hairstylist, and you might need to let a hairstylist do your hair. Or stop trying to keep up with the trend that everybody else is doing. Like, this baby hair craze, like, I don't know what's going on with the baby hair craze, but, you know, this got to be put down, and this got to be put down. Like, whoa. You know.
Okay, this just came up in my head. So, D, what is your favorite hairstyle? What did you like to, you know, what was it? Do you have one?
I mean, back in the day, when I was trying to be, you know, a kitchen be sitting, it was microwave ponytails.
Okay.
But all I did was, you know, gel, you know, like hair gel up my hair and then wrap that ponytail around my own ponytail, put the pins in, and I was gone. That was the extent. Everything else with my hair, I was usually going to a hairstylist to get it done.
Okay. I mean,
just me doing it? Yeah, no.
I mean, women, I want to know. I mean, you know, for those of you that will listen, you know, if anybody from Anchor is listening to this podcast, please send me a message and let me know what was your, okay, did you like Salt and Pepper's hairstyle? We just go back for a bit. You know, did you like Salt and Pepper's hairstyle when they came out? Did you like the Halle Berry cut, you know, she had like in the early 90s and
really weird. When trends were coming in, I never wanted the hairstyle. When everybody else was rocking it, I did not want it. As soon as everybody else went on to something else, then I liked it. Can I try so? But I always went to a stylist. I don't know if anybody remembers cornrows. Not cornrows, but French rolls.
Okay.
One time it was just a single French roll, then it was a double French roll, then it was a triple French roll, and those French rolls would have people, I don't know if you're familiar with the cartoon, the snorkel.
Yeah.
But it would have people looking like the snorkels, especially when you got up into the double and the triple coral, French rolls.
Oh, wow.
I never wanted them joints while everybody else had. Never. I was like, oh my God, that is, they walk around look like a snorkel.
Okay.
About maybe three years after everybody stopped wearing them, then I wanted them. When people was rocking waves, I never wanted them. When they stopped, then I wanted them. I don't know why I've always been that way.
Ain't nothing wrong with being, you know, not following along with the trend, man. You know, I mean, you the trendsetter. You know, you're a trendsetter. If you, you know, you just do what you do. So, man. So that's one of the things you need to know right now. The other thing that you need to know right now is that The Best Man. Y'all guys remember the movie The Best Man? Well, the film, which was a film franchise, is returning as a 10 episode drama series and will feature the original star-studded cast. D, what are your thoughts about this? I mean, I'm glad that they didn't go off the deep end and get some new people. They have the original cast. I mean, even if, you know, even if you're not for this, you know, you could...
I think it could be good because all of them, you know, everybody needs to work. Everybody's trying to work now. And there were, like, so many unanswered questions from a movie. Maybe they can dive in deeper into each individual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it could potentially be worth, you know, 10 episodes.
Okay.
Because right now you have Morris Chestnut, his wife died. So how does that dynamic play out now for him?
Okay.
You know, if he's still going to be, you know, wanting to bash in, what's his name? Why can't I think of the guy's name?
Okay, which one? The guy, the...
What can I think of his name? I just drew a blank. The one that wrote the book that slept with his wife.
Okay. I can't think of
his name. Why can I not think of the name?
I can't think of his name either, but...
K.D. Tay Diggs is actually on All American as a football coach, so it's not like, you know, he's not working. But it'll give the other ones an opportunity, you know, Terrence, you know, Empire Stop, so that gives him work. Yeah, it gives all of these people work.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, is always a good thing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Morris is on The Resident, but his character was in the middle of a real serious accident, and they just put him over in another hospital. It's almost like they threw him away, so I don't know if he's going to, like, survive or, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to play his character on there, but... Between Morris Chestnut and Tay Diggs, everybody else, this will be great for, you know, as far as a working actor.
Okay. Good. Good stuff. And last but certainly not least, I read that students as young as in the first grade might be able to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by September. Before you speak on that, there's kind of like reports out saying that schools are trying to restart with students. But see, here's the thing. Students coming back, but the teachers not. So that's going to leave... If your school has assistance, which more likely they do, they are going to be required to be there. And honestly, that's not good. But it is what it is. So I just feel like personally that you're trying to get students back in. The only students that need to be in school, if they were to open back up the school, if you're dealing with elementary, I say the fourth and fifth graders. And the reason why I say the fourth and fifth graders is because I believe that they are mature enough to be able to handle the social distancing aspect of it. But definitely not pre-K. Kindergarten, first grade, second, and third. That's just my opinion. Now, D, what do you think about this? You know, having students, you know, to get vaccinated, you know, by September.
I'll be so glad when COVID is over. And we won't even have to be thinking about this stuff. I really don't understand the rush of getting back in these schools. I understand it, but I don't understand. You're wanting to vaccinate the kids, but we need to be vaccinating the teachers, to me. And I think the teachers are having to either pay for that themselves. It's not something that's coming through the school district. And so out here, it's been a major issue of, you know, not providing proper PPE, not, you know, setting up a way for them to get the vaccine if they choose to take the vaccine. You know, if that's, you said this is over in Memphis, right?
No,
Or this is everywhere?
this is everywhere. This is everywhere. This is not Memphis, no.
I have so many mixed feelings. I really don't want to even,
Okay.
If they're going to provide it in the educational system, then it should be provided for the teachers as well as the students, along with providing them with extra PPE. If this is just the rush to be back in the classroom has to do with money and funding. And each day that a student body is not in the building, in a seat, the school, well, out here, they're saying that the school is losing money. So it's gotten to the point now to where money is more important than people's health. And it's really scary out here to me.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if I answered your question or went all around it.
no,
I
I
do feel
mean,
that if they're going to be giving it to students, they most definitely need to give to all educational workers and not have them having to come out of their pocket for additional stuff.
right. Right. And I
You know,
and
they already got tired of it. You know, from what I'm hearing, they're having to get their own PPE supplies, just like they were having to do their school supplies. Like, nobody is here for the teachers. I understand you want these kids out of your house because you don't want to deal with them no more. You don't want to do the work. You know, I get that. I totally get all of that from a parent's aspect. But where is the support? Teachers are going through as well.
Yeah,
And it
exactly.
seems like they still have no support. So I don't know.
Well,
Trust me, since January, I look at the world totally different now. My God. Don't I?
I tell you what, I most definitely, you know, can agree with what you're saying. Like I said, my thoughts about it are most definitely I can go into a tangent, but I'm not. I most definitely can do that, but I'm most definitely not. All right. So, with that being said,
I hate that I'm not more opinionated, because usually I'm like,
no.
but I just.
No, I mean, if you don't, I mean, you don't know, and that's something that, you know, I totally get it, and I understand, you know, you're not really able to elaborate on it, and so, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, our listeners know about you, and they know that, you know, when you talk, you speak the facts, so this is something that, you know, you kind of, you know, you don't.
I just don't,
You
right. I don't have
don't
no
know,
facts
and you,
for it, so just.
yeah, and we and we get it, we get it, we get it. Man, moving right along, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. For those of you that are celebrating a birthday, man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to you and many, many more people. There's a couple of things coming up in the next couple of days, man, the anniversary of this podcast, or what we call the Flavor in Your Ear, and in 11 days, y'all, it's that time. It's the most wonderful time of the year, man. It's coming. So we'll probably. Oh my goodness, for man, look, hey, it's showtime. It's showtime, man. It's showtime. But look, man, enough about me. Today is about these individual birthdays, man. I have Facebook friends that are celebrating birthdays today. Man, I have Clarissa, who is my classmate. She's celebrating the birthday today. Man, Michelle, Toya, Laverne, and not Shirley. Kind of like a bad joke. But yeah, Laverne is celebrating the birthday today. Look, hey, that was, you know, that was a show, Laverne and Shirley. But today is just Laverne's
I
birthday.
see it.
Thank you, Miss Rousey. Who is your sorrow, by the way? And my cousin Travis. Man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to all of you and many, many more. D, do you have anyone that's celebrating the birthday today, or had one yesterday, or is having one tomorrow?
Really? Is that what we're gonna do?
Yeah, I just want you to get a, you know.
I have a lot today. I have a lot, Sister Tawanda, friend Rihanna, classmate Rochelle, and a DSU alum, Keisha,
Okay.
Aurora as well. I don't see where I have another line sister, Paquetta, had one 2 days ago. And then a
Yeah.
whole bunch of people from yesterday. Seem like this where it's busy. Look.
Man, February is popping. It's popping.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Help us out, Lord.
That's right. I'm gonna call his name. Come on in, Lord. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And it can't get no better. Because after a while, no, Pisces season is coming in, it's coming, and y'all better be ready. It's coming on the 19th, y'all. It's coming on the 19th. And it's going to be all the way here through the 20th, March 20th. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. All right. All right. So you guys know, man, what we do. Man, D. Lenar does a fantastic job in figuring out when I give the description of the person who I'm talking about. Man, I got a couple today. D gonna know right off the bat. She gonna know right off the bat. And matter of fact, let me see. Hold on. It's she. She's about gonna get all of them, with the exception of one. And the only reason why, because I'm going to give her that one. So, D, you ready?
You don't have to give more apples.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give you, because the one I'm going to have to give you, because I'm not going to even elaborate on that one. I'm not. You get it. You understand. You understand when I get there. All right. So, man, so, all right. So, this first person is a TV actress. She was on the hit sitcom Friends, was married to Brad Pitt, and was in the movie Bruce Almighty, Murder Mystery. Yeah, she was in the movie Murder Mystery with Adam Sandler, which was a very funny movie, by the way. Very funny movie. Who is this actress?
Jennifer
Aniston. Man, she turned 52 on today, man. Jennifer Aniston does not look 52.
Wow. Okay.
No, to me she doesn't. She don't look 52. All right. Man, the next person, man. Well, so these next couple, we have their R&B singers. But the first R&B singer has tracks such as Location, Let's Go, Can We Just Talk? And the song that he put out, Location, peaked at number 16 on the Billboard's charts. Man, who is this R&B singer?
Charlamagne?
Yes, and he turns 23 on the day. Man, a young cat. He looks old. He looks
old. You know what? Don't say that no more.
What?
He looks old. You put that...
Mean. You know that dude look kind of old. Stop fronting. Anyway, this next person is an R&B singer as well. Like I said, you know, we got a couple R&B singers back to back. Man, Grammy Award winner. Man, she was a member of Destiny's Child. And she also had a solo career. Well, also has a solo career, by the way. And she released a track called Dilemma, which Dilemma was one of my favorite songs about her. Really was. I liked the video. The video, you know, had, you know, Nelly in it and Patti LaBelle, and you know, kind of. It was a good video for that time, when R&B music was, you know, still flowing, and we knew who the artists were, and we could understand what they saying, you know. Who was this R&B singer, D?
The only one that didn't fall, down the steps, it would be Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland turns 40.
1981.
Turns 40.
You know what? Every time somebody from the 80s turns 40, I just feel like the DJ no longer calls your decade in the club anymore. Like, the DJ is really on where my 90s babies at. Like, where my 2000 babies at? Like, really?
Don't feel bad. They don't call my era no more
either. Well, that's when I knew I needed to stop going to the club. They stopped calling the 70s, and I was like, I shouldn't be in here. What is this? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You were born in 1991. You are turning 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Lord help us.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Man, this next person is an R&B singer, man, starred in a TV series, Moesha, released number one singles such as I Wanna Be Down. That remix was fire. That remix really put her on the map. Her first album was phenomenal. Her second album was phenomenal too. That was the same, you know, Wanna Be Down, Baby was the jam. She was also in the TV series The Game and was also in the movie I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Brandy, I just gave it away. Yeah, Brandy turns 42 on the day. I'm sorry. She also, had an album come out recently, and it sounds really good. Really good. So, yeah, D, I'm sorry. Big ups to Brandy turns 42 on the day. Man, this next person is a politician. And the reason why I'm saying Sarah Palin, she turns 57 on the day. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Man, this next person.
Oh
Yeah. Hey, big ups to Sarah Palin. I mean. All right. This next person
God.
is a country singer, songwriter, and she sold over 50 million albums, and she's known for a hit, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. Now, D, before I tell you, this is the God's honest truth this morning. I was singing that song this morning. That song kind of like popped in my head. And I actually sung this song this morning, but not all the way. But I did sing the hook. All I want to do is have some fun. So, who is this country singer songwriter?
Sheryl Crow.
Man, she turns 59 on the day. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gone but definitely not forgotten. Movie actor Burt Reynolds and inventor Thomas Edison. All right. Today in history in 1953, Peter Pan premiered. Did you ever see the original movie,
Oh,
Peter Pan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, Peter Pan was a pretty cool movie. It was pretty cool. Also, what happened today, back in 1954, man, the $75,000 watt light bulb. I said dollars. I wish I did have $75,000. Watt light bulb was lit at Rockefeller Center in New York. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of Thomas Edison, the first light bulb. So that happened way back in 1954. In 1990, South African politician, leader Nelson Mandela was released from prison after serving more than 27 years of a life sentence. And last but not least, in 1961, Robert Weaver was sworn in at. No, wait a minute. Let me back up. And today in Black History, in 1961, Robert Weaver was sworn in as administrator of the Housing and Home Finance Agency. He held the highest post at the time. He over. He achieved by Black America. So big ups to Robert Weaver. Big ups to him. We got close to 20 minutes left. D, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Now, you know, I did not.
I mean, did you? Okay, let me back it up. Let
Super Bowl.
me back it up. Did you take a peek at the Super Bowl?
No, I did not take a peek at the Super
Okay,
Bowl.
all right.
I looked on Google to see what the score was and what the quarter was, but I did not watch any of it.
Okay. When you saw the score, what came to mind?
Atlanta and the Patriots. I know that was on everybody else's mind. I thought maybe they would do like they did last year and come back and pull it off. I mean,
Everyone on.
I remember last year.
Oh, here we go.
It was a fourth quarter. I left, went to the store.
I've heard the story.
And they had won.
I heard the story like three times, y'all. She went to the store.
I thought, okay. Well, they're going to do what they did last year. You know, in 5 minutes, they're going to score five touchdowns, and it's going to be a wrap. But I think that didn't happen.
Well, the difference between last year's Super Bowl and this year's Super Bowl was the mere fact of that last year they allowed Kansas City to get away with a lot of holding. And this year they called it. I wonder why.
Because we was playing
This is my whole thing about the Super Bowl. You had an incident that happened before the Super Bowl with Andy Reid's son getting in trouble. You had that. You had the fact that Kansas City, and mind you, I'm not making excuses for Kansas City, because you guys know I'm a fan of the five-time world champion San Francisco 49ers. But I'm speaking as a fan right now. Kansas City didn't get a chance to make it there until Friday, well, Saturday. So that's another thing. The other thing was that like I just said earlier, you know, last year, you know, they wouldn't call the holding call to save their lives last year. And they basically said it that one of the people said to Kyle Shanahan that if they don't call a holding call because they can't block y'all, then they might as well go and get a Super Bowl. They might as well not even play the game. Just go ahead on and get a Super Bowl to Kansas City. Just go ahead on and give it to them. And this year, they got their hands caught in the cookie jar more times than a little bit. Now, I'm kind of torn, because if you guys listened to the podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago leading up to the Super Bowl, that I said that Tampa Bay has about five or six black coordinators on the team, whereas Kansas City has Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator. So I'm kind of torn between the two, because
you think that the race of the coordinators is what allowed them to win?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the fact that the refs this year decided to blow their whistle, unlike last year when they put it in their pocket. That's all I'm saying too. And what I saw yesterday was very disrespectful to the Vince Lombardi trophy. Let that be somebody else. I saw yesterday that Tom Brady was on one boat. Gronk was on another boat, and Tom Brady proceeded to toss the Vince Lombardi trophy. It could have easily hit the water. That's what I'm really trying to say. Because he was on a boat, and he was on a boat.
So wait a minute. They don't make the new trophy every year? Don't every player get one of them trophies?
I don't know if that was the original one or not. I just feel like to me that they were very disrespectful in that aspect of tossing the Vince Lombardi trophy like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I say that let that been somebody else that had done that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, I hear what you're just saying.
And someone brought up a very important point to me, which I will not say on here, but D and I will talk about it later. But to give you guys a little hint, Brady has never. No, I'm not gonna go there because I can't disguise it the way how I want to, but we'll talk about it. But yeah, so that's that with that. D, or unless D, you have anything you want to add to that? Okay.
Nothing whatsoever.
Okay. Man, for those of you that are sleeping under a rock, Valentine's Day is coming up in a couple of days. So, fellas, you know, it's kind of like let's see here.
The ninth hour.
We about to, well, actually after today, we're about to go into the fourth quarter, okay? So guys, you know, kind of get yourselves together. You know, you got yourself together. But at any rate, man, move right along from that. Look, we want all of you guys to continue to practice social distancing, continue to wash your hands. I'm going to let D talk as well. Man, you guys just continue to stay safe. Be safe. D?
Yeah, continue to be safe. COVID has no respect to person. The CDC came out the other day and was saying that they think it would be best to double mask. Which I already know several people in the Atlanta area that was already doing that. I have even purchased the face shield to cover the eyes. It covers the eyes from the forehead all the way down to the chin.
Okay.
Just as a second precaution, because out here, the mutated gene has been found in one of our metro counties, and it's like spreading like wildfire. So, as I mentioned before, we have learned that money takes precedence over our health. So we're going to have to do what we need to do to preserve our health. And try our best not to be exposed to this or be re-exposed to it. Because just because you've had it once does not mean that you won't get it again. So social distance, wear your protective covering. Only get essential stuff like these parties and gatherings. Literally, it makes me like cringe now. Like,
yeah.
You never know. Just because you're okay doesn't mean that you're not going back and spreading it to somebody else that will not be okay. So we have got to see about ourselves. Nobody else is going to come. If it ain't making money, nobody else has anything to take.
Yeah.
It's horrible. lost too many lives.
Definitely too many lives.
Too many lives. And the numbers are not slowing down. So take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Wash your hands. Wear the protective covering. And try to limit your interaction. Like, if you don't have to be out, don't be out. Like,
yeah.
You know, to me, people want it to be 2019 so bad. And it's like, y'all, it's no longer 2019. The way we conducted ourselves 2 years ago is gone. We have to do a new thing.
Yeah.
And move in a new way.
Yeah, let me add to that. Because the only way, because look, D, honestly, the only way people staying in the day here in Memphis is because of the ice. That's keeping people in today. And it's cold. So, you know, the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to find a way, and the day is the day. I'm going to keep y'all in. To kind of pick it back off what you just said, and we got to get out of here. You know, I heard that they were having, you know, Super Bowl parties there in Tampa. A lot of people down there were not wearing masks at all. So, yeah. So, D, I hate to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah. I mean, even one of the mayors had enough nerve to say something about 50 Cent having a party, but the state of Florida is wide open. You need to be having a conversation with your governor, not 50 Cent. Because, again, the only thing that matters, or what I've seen, is money. So if he was down there making money, that's the reason why your state is open, so that people can make money. So if you didn't want him there, then you would have shut your state down. But that's a conversation you need to have with your governor. Again, that's true. Not 50 Cent.
Yep. I totally agree. We're gonna get out of here, but before we get out of here, I want to thank Star. I want to thank her, and I also want to thank my mentor, Iona, for. I want to thank both of them for putting the flavor in my ear. So, man, big ups to the both of you, most definitely. But before I go, D, I want to thank you as well for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you get, you know, dealing our people have a lot going on, but we're not going to discuss that on here. But, you know, I most definitely want to thank you, D, for coming on here today and lending your time. So, big ups to you.
No problem.
Big ups to you.
Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, things will get back to normal. Or some sense of normalcy.
Yes. Yes. We most definitely hope that things get back to where they need to be and whatnot. And so, but with that being said, this has been a phenomenal podcast as usual with D. I most definitely thank you, the listeners, as well. Man, keep listening.
Oh, and happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Black History Month. History is continuing to be made.
Oh, yes. If you don't believe me, go back and listen to the podcast with Kelsey and D. Go back and listen to that one. The truth is in the pudding. The truth is most definitely in the pudding. So most definitely go back and listen to that. Yep. All right. Well, look, we are done. We are out. With that being said, peace out.